Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts.
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who.
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not.
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcast. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships,
and so much more.
Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
All right, now, thank you for tuning in to the Golden State Media Concepts Mixed Martial Arts Podcast. I'm your host, Tate, and I am back. We've been out of commission for a little while as we're moving to our brand new studios, which I look around here and it's a nice studio. This is not a television broadcast, because I would love to show you guys the studio. We've added a bunch of televisions, things, but it definitely, we haven't been around to cover a lot of events, which is always kind of tough. So there's a lot to talk about. One of the things that we're going to talk about today is the UFC Fight Night fight in London, which, you know, when you first saw this card, it doesn't really look like that exciting of a card when you think about, you know, Jimmy Manawa versus Corey Anderson as the main event. But, you know, when you look at this card and you realize that it's a London event and this card is stacked head to toe with a lot of British fighters, UFC fighters, it's actually a great event for the people of the United Kingdom and Great Britain. So we're going to cover that, and we're going to cover that in a little detail, because that fight is going to be on shortly. And then in the second segment, we're going to talk about the same thing everybody else is talking about, and that is Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather. The fight that, you know, pretty much every expert, including the insiders, and you'd say Dana White, everyone else said this fight was not going to happen. And now all of a sudden, everyone is covering it and everyone is saying this fight just might happen. So we're going to talk about that in a little more detail. We'll see who I'm going to give you my take on if the fight's going to happen and who is going to win. My take's going to be a little different than a lot of other analysts has given on this fight. So stay tuned and listen to that one. And then we're going to wrap up by covering UFC Fight Night, Belfort versus Gastelum, which was last weekend. That was a very nice card. So we're going to talk about that. And if we have some time, we will cover some other things that are going on in the world of mixed martial arts, and especially some UFC news. Stay tuned. And I'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
All right, now, so here we go. In our first segment, we're going to talk about the fight that's up tonight in London, UFC Fight Night, London, Manawa versus Anderson. And as I said on the break, when I first saw this card, I kept thinking, like, okay, there has to be more to this card than what we have here. So I kept thinking, I kept waiting on someone else to be announced on this card. But when you really, when no one else was really, no one else came, was added to this show. So I stepped back and I said, okay, what's going on? This seems like a light card. But, you know, when I stepped back and I really looked at it, this card is loaded with a lot of British fighters, UFC contenders. And with the fact that it's going to be, that it's in London, and you actually look at these guys a lot deeper, you realize that it's a great card, and it's capped off with a really nice main event. When you really look at, when you look at things and you say, okay, Anderson, and you look at Manawa, you have two top 10 light heavyweights. And most times when you look at the light heavyweight picture, you're really pretty, for lately you've been looking at mostly and saying John Jones, Daniel Cormier, Rumble Johnson. But this fight actually will solidify that next tier of fighters. Once this whole round robin that's going to go down between the three of those guys, what's going to be left are going to be the winner of the Manawa fight, Shogun Hura. There's going to be a lot of guys out there, you know, Glover Teixeira, Alexander Gustafsson, who's scheduled to fight. The next few months, 6 months or so, the light heavyweight division is going to have a whole different face. John Jones will be back. Cormier and those guys, Cormier and Rumble would have fought. Teixeira and Gustafsson has fought. And, you know, you have Manawa and Anderson who, if they win, are right there in the picture for a title shot. So you look at Corey Anderson first. Corey Anderson, who is, he's the number seventh rated light heavyweight in the UFC. He's facing off of Jimmy Manuel, who is the number four rated light heavyweight in the UFC. So these guys are not that far out of the picture. You're talking about 6 months to a year, well, more like a year to a year and a half before they're contending for a title shot. But they also could be, the winner of this fight could actually be someone that if something happens between, you know, down the line, let's say if DC and Cormier, DC and John Jones ends up fighting, or Rumble and John Jones fights and one of those guys can't make it, the winner of this fight could be the perfect insert. Also, you're looking at the winner of this fight, if John Jones decide, you know what, I kind of want a tune-up fight to knock off the rust, kind of like what he did with OSP, the winner of this fight would be in perfect line for a tune-up fight with John Jones. So this fight, this card actually has some serious bearings on the UFC light heavyweight division. Now, Corey Anderson, he's an American fighter. He won season 19 of The Ultimate Fighter. He's a great grappler, but he's one of those fighters that I look at him as he's a really good MMA fighter, meaning he can strike, he can handle himself on the feet, but then he can take you to the ground, and his ground and pound is ruthless. He can take almost anyone in the division to the limits, and most people in the division he would beat. He had a really, really tough fight against Shogun, in which that fight at one point I thought it could go either way. So he's been able to take Shogun to the limit and have a very close fight with Shogun. He stopped Sean O'Connell in impressive fashion with a lot of ground and pound. And he's fighting, you know, when you think about Jimmy Manoa, who we're just talking about OSP, just KO'd Owen St. Preux in spectacular fashion. So, you know, when you're looking at that division and you're saying, who's the guys that has the most power? Rumble is number one. Everyone knows Rumble's power is second to none in all of the UFC. But in the light heavyweight division, Manoa would be the second guy I would look at when it comes to a guy that is truly dangerous with his power. So this sets up the classic striker versus grappler matchup. And I look at this and I say, how is this going to play out? And I think early on, I think Anderson really has to be careful about how aggressive he is in those early rounds, because most of all of Manoa's knockouts come within the first two rounds. If he can take this to the deep water, Anderson, and start taking him to the ground, slowing him up, if Manoa slows down, the ground and pound of Corey Anderson will seriously come into play. And so with that, when I look at this fight and I say, who do I think is going to win this fight? I'm actually leaning toward Corey Anderson. And the reason why I take him is this. First off, I never like a fighter who fights at home. There's been too many cases where a top flight fighter, he goes home, he wants to have this big showing. He has family, he has friends, he has everyone there. There's a lot of obligations that come with going home to fight. There's a lot of distractions that come with being home to fight. And the last thing is, when you're home, you really want to have a spectacular win. And sometimes you press. And when you press, that's what happens to fighters, and that's how you end up losing. You know, and I think about always is Fabricio Werdum when he went to Brazil, you know, and lost to Stipe. One of those things where I never thought that Fabricio had his head 100% into the fight. This is that kind of fight where not only is he going home, but he's headlining a major UFC event. And so there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of distractions. And so for that, I definitely am leaning toward Anderson. I got Anderson. I'm going to say fourth round stoppage or decision, but I'm going with a fourth round stoppage. So, but when you look at this situation and you look at the rankings of if Anderson wins, you know, right now he's number seven. So number one is Daniel Cormier. He's the champ. Number one, 1A or 1B is John Jones. He's not ranked right now, but everyone knows John Jones is coming back this summer. And there's a good chance that he'll be fighting the winner of Daniel Cormier versus Rumble Johnson, who is the number one ranked fighter next after that. Number two is Alexander Gustafsson. Number three is Glover Teixeira. Those two are set to match up coming up. So these two are kind of like a round robin where Rumble and Cormier will handle things. Teixeira and Gustafsson will be handling things. Number four is Manoa. You got Ryan Bader at five, Shogun at six, and Corey Anderson. So these guys, Corey Anderson and Manoa, are right there. So they can get into the picture. It's going to take a situation where the winner of this fight is going to have to either get lucky, where either, like I said, Jones is going to need a tune-up fight, or someone's going to get injured to get into the title picture right away. But they're right on the outside, just sitting in a perfect place where they could get inserted into the title picture a lot sooner than a lot of people think. So with that, that concludes my take on the UFC Fight Night event. I'm really looking forward to seeing how it turns out. So we'll be stay tuned because we'll be covering the outcome of that fight later on today. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather Jr. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. Okay, and now we're going to talk about the thing that everyone's been talking about on every show from ESPN to you name the podcast that's dealing with mixed martial arts. Everyone is talking about how Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather just may happen. The first time, the whole time this thing's been going on, I've been thinking, you know, I would love to see this fight, but it's never going to happen. There's no way the UFC is going to allow this fight to happen. And then as things went on, there was a lot of posturing, and you have, you know, Mayweather saying a few things. You have McGregor saying a few things. But I always kept my eye on what Dana was saying. And Dana was just saying, like, you know, pretty much kind of saying, nah, this, not really, this fight's not going to happen. And then that all changed about a week, 2 weeks ago, when Mayweather came out and said he's going to come out of retirement to fight Conor McGregor, and he wants to fight him in June. And I'm a big Floyd Mayweather fan. I've been following him his whole career. I was even a fan of his dad back when he used to fight. Matter of fact, I was just watching the fight when his dad fought Sugar Ray Leonard, which wasn't a good fight for Mayweather that day. But the one thing about Floyd Mayweather is when Floyd starts negotiating a fight, it tends to happen fast. Whether it was a De La Hoya fight, whether it was a Pacquiao fight. Once he gets his mind set on a fight, it tends to move fast. And when he made it, he actually gave a date that it was going to be in June. And then you start looking around and you find out that the T-Mobile Center in Vegas has been rented out for June 10th. Then a week later goes by, and then Dana White comes out and he says he thinks that fight's going to happen. And that was the biggest turning point right there. When Dana says he thinks it's going to happen, McGregor wants it, Floyd wants it, the people want it. And there's just a lot of money to be had. This fight, no matter what the percentage breakdown is going to happen, it'll be more money than probably McGregor has made total in his career. And I mean all combined, everything combined. Because if you remember, McGregor was that guy who, you know, right now, if you're kind of new to the UFC game, you'll remember, you'll think of McGregor as a guy that's wearing the furs and the Mac Mansions and things like that. But I remember when McGregor was late for, I believe it was a press conference or something, because he was waiting for his welfare check. McGregor hasn't always been born into money. McGregor's been a poor, I don't necessarily want to say poor, but he hasn't had a lot of money his whole life. And now he's at the top of the game. He's the biggest draw in the UFC, and he's making good money, but he's not making Mayweather money. You know, Mayweather's making when he fights, he makes more than McGregor would make his entire career. So this fight has everything. There's a reason McGregor has to make this fight. The thing I'm shocked over is Dana. Dana White is the one that I'm a little shocked over, and that is that the UFC really wants this fight to happen. If I was the UFC, I would not want this fight to happen. When you start thinking about it and you say, on the short run, yes, it's a great cash grab. You could put the number one boxer against the number one box office UFC fighter, and it's going to do millions. But I look at this as a dangerous situation for the UFC, and this is why. As I mentioned before, McGregor hasn't always had a lot of money. And McGregor's also openly admitted that he does not want to have a career where he's fighting and getting beat up long term. You have a situation where if McGregor goes in there and he fights Mayweather, and let's say, like a lot of experts are saying, let's say he gets beat up and embarrassed. Does it take a little shine off of McGregor, or will it be business as usual? That's the first question that I have. The next question I have is this. If you have McGregor and he walks out of there, let's say with $50 million. If McGregor walks out of there with $50 million, which would be more money than he's ever had in his life, he is set for life. You take the money that he's made already from the UFC. You take $50 million to $75 million that he's going to get from this fight. And you take the fact, the count that he's just had a new kid. And will McGregor, after this fight, look at things and just say, maybe it's time for me to call it quits? Second thing is, let's say he loses, he gets embarrassed, and now he got to go and fight Khabib. And so he's going to fight Khabib for $2, $3 million, which is a really dangerous fight. Is it really worth his time? Once you have a bank account like he will have after this fight, are you still hungry enough to say, I'm going to put in the same time and effort that I did to get ready for Mayweather for pennies on the dollar of what I'm going to make by fighting him? So you have a situation where I think the dangerous thing for the UFC, and it's not like the UFC and Conor McGregor has had the most, you know, functional relationship. And that's where I worry. I worry that if he goes through and he gets embarrassed and he makes his money, does he ride off into the sunset? Now, let's take another spin on this one. Let's say he wins. That's a huge situation then. So let's say McGregor wins. The first thing that's going to happen is there's going to be a rematch. You're going to set up, and now that Mayweather was talking about the A side and B side, now McGregor's the A side. So now the rematch, McGregor's going to make $150 million off of one fight. He goes back, and let's say on that he loses the rematch. You got a rubber match between these guys for hundreds of millions of dollars. It puts the UFC on the back burner. If he wins and Mayweather does not want to fight a second fight, then you don't think a Pacquiao fight's going to be the next thing on the docket. You know, there's so many other things between fighting Mayweather a second time or fighting Pacquiao that would be so attractive and so much money that fighting the UFC instantly becomes a back burner situation. So win or lose, I think it really hurts your biggest star in the UFC. take into account that Ronda Rousey may be gone for good. No one knows what kind of person, what kind of fighter George St. Pierre is going to be. This is a dangerous proposition. And so I'm a little surprised that the UFC is going to let this fight happen, but it looks like it's going to happen. Now, let's go with, you know, I've listened to a lot of guys talk about this fight. And it's amazing that no one gives him a chance. Everyone just says he's going to get demolished. He's going to get destroyed. He's going to get embarrassed. From ESPN to, you know, you pick the podcast. I've listened to them all. No one gives Conor McGregor a shot. I do. I give him that shot. And the reason why I'm going to tell you why I think he gets a shot is this. Mayweather, number one, is 40 years old. Now, I'm a big Mayweather fan, and I still think he's going to win. So I want to make sure it's understood. I think he's going to win, but I don't think it's such an open and shut case that he's going to win with ease. Mayweather is 40. He hasn't fought in almost 2 years. By the time this fight goes down, it'll be almost 2 years since his last fight. For the first time, he's really been retired, so we don't really know how much training he's been doing, but from everything I've been hearing, not much. And when you get to be 40 and you're not training and you're not active, naturally, even if you are training, your skills erode. If you know, and in this particular case, if you get into a situation where McGregor being the younger fighter, Mayweather being the older fighter, and let's say those reflexes just aren't moving quite the way they used to. And so instead of the masterpiece that Floyd puts on in every fight where no one can hit him, now all of a sudden he's not getting hit all the time, but every once in a while. Is it out of the question that McGregor possesses enough power to tag Mayweather and hurt Mayweather? Because I say he does. He has a puncher's chance, where a lot of people are not even giving him a puncher's chance. I've even heard a podcast where a guy said he doesn't even think that McGregor would land one punch, and that's crazy. McGregor is a world-class athlete. And when you think about, a lot of people didn't give him a chance against Jose Aldo. You know, they didn't give him a chance. A lot of people have said he's more hype than fight. And every single time he's risen to that occasion. And so this could be that situation where you could have a situation where if Mayweather is always very hard to hit, but you can hit him. And I've seen him get hit a few times, and you can get, if he gets lucky, let's say Mayweather's skills are on point and he's the same Mayweather, I still give McGregor a puncher's chance, because the one thing McGregor does have is power. He can put you to sleep. He can hurt you. And with that, you know, there's like no chance that he can land a punch. So I give him a puncher's chance. I still don't think he's going to win. I think even if Mayweather's skills have eroded, I think he could tough out a decision. But I don't even think Mayweather's going to knock him out. And here's the reason why. If you look at McGregor and you watch him, and you put him beside Floyd Mayweather, the thing that you're going to be shocked about is that McGregor's going to be the taller man. He's going to be the bigger, more muscular man. He's used to taking shots. So he's going to be able to take a lot of shots. I don't see, even if Mayweather puts on a masterpiece, I think it'll be a lot of shots. I think you beat him up, but I think it'll be, I think it would go the distance. Not a knockout for Mayweather. And I don't think anyone else is predicting a decision by Mayweather, but I am. I think a decision would make more sense, being that McGregor would be the bigger man. Also, if that's the case, let's say it starts going down to the later rounds. The longer it goes, I think the better chance McGregor has of landing that lucky shot. I give him a puncher's chance. That's my take. I would love to hear what you guys think. Hit me up on Twitter and let me give me your take. I know a lot of you may think I'm crazy on this one, but I do give him a chance. With that, this concludes our first episode back from our little hiatus. Hopefully I'm not too rusty, but thank you for tuning in. And we will have another show once the Manawa and Anderson fight finishes. With that, good night.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.